What's up? And welcome to the conversation with Chance Mutuku. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am super excited to share some ideas with you today. We're going to be talking about self-promotion or unashamed self-promotion. See, we live in a society that will quickly jump on your case for showcasing something that you can do. It might be a skill or a talent, an ability that you are able to, you know, display. I remember in grade six, it was during recess, and I've always been athletic, and I had drawn a crowd of kids, and in the middle there I was, you know, doing all these flips, like front flips and back flips and all these things. And from the crowd came this one kid, and he said, "You're being a show off." You know, at that time I didn't really clue into it, because we had just immigrated to Canada from Uganda, you know, so I was excited to share. So at first I didn't really clue into it. And then as I kept, you know, doing my thing over the years, you know, that same theme, that same word, you know, kept showing up. And it finally sunk in, you know, that, you know, these kids have been trained from an early age, you know, to despise anybody that is, you know, trying to showcase, you know, their abilities or to share some the things that they can do. You know what I mean? If you really think about it, you know, in terms of the future, or if you foreshadow from that, those are the people that end up turning into the haters, you know, but we love them. So yeah, over the years, I clued into it more, and I began to notice it, you know, a little bit more, you know. But that is culture today. What can you do about it? Nothing. You can't control what people think or what people say about, you know, the things that you can do. There's always going to be people talking. But the thing is, you have to be unashamed about sharing whatever it is that you can do. You know, if you can sing, if you can draw, if you can dance, if you're an amazing athlete, do not be peer pressured to just keeping those skills to yourself. You know, that's not fair. And personally speaking, if I'm able to do all these things, I'd see it as me being selfish by not sharing them, you know. And it'll be boring. It would be a boring life, you know, if you can do all these things and you just keep them to yourself. You feel me? Personally, I believe my purpose here on earth is to serve the world by using my skills and talents, you know. So to me, when I'm doing all these things and I'm showing them to the world and I'm sharing them on social media, even speaking to you now, to me, that's me basically pursuing my mission and, you know, embarking on my journey. You know what I mean? So my encouragement to you is, don't listen to the people that try and bring you down for sharing whatever you can do. You know, if you're not, you know, talking down on anybody, and you're just simply sharing your skills from a genuine place in your heart, and you aim to build other people by using those skills, by all means do it. You know, and the more they talk, the more you have to keep, you know, to keep going. You feel me? So I'm interested to hear in what people can do. You know, what skills do you have? What talents do you possess? And if so, have you shared them with the world? And if not, then what are you going to do about it? Are you just going to keep them to yourself, or are you going to share them? And if you are sharing those skills and talents, please feel free to share them on my Facebook and Instagram and all the other social media platforms at Chance Mutuku. You know what I mean? And also, while you're at it, be sure to tune into all the previous and future episodes like this at www.chancemutuku.com. And then until next time, you know, take it easy and keep doing your thing. Keep sharing those skills and talents. I hope you have a wonderful day, evening, morning, afternoon, wherever you are. And till next time, take it easy.